This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 140 for Tuesday, February 3rd, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's radio network.
Is that dramatic enough?
I don't know.
So I think, first of all, we should share something incredibly personal and transparent with the group. Brian has this thing for Benny Hill music. He and Dave are playing it today at the store. It was driving me nuts.
Come on. Who doesn't like Benny Hill? That music is awesome.
But for how long?
Well, as long as you need to have it.
I think the dancing was the best part.
Well, I mean, have you ever watched this show?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have. I was around when it was popular the first time.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I am that old.
Okay. All
right. So, yeah, it was an interesting afternoon at the store. Brian was in rare form. And Dave, bless his heart, he puts up with so much from us.
He has to.
He does. But he does a really awesome job of balancing who to side with when. It's going to be hard. Maybe he needs, like, hazard pay once a month or something.
Well, you know, Friday hazard pay.
Friday beer 30. Yep, there beer you
30.
Go. So,
should we talk about what's going on this week? What happened this week? All sorts of fun, exciting stuff. Briefly.
Sure.
Okay. So
Mont Blanc Inc. came in. It was awesome. Well, oh, that's not what we meant.
In case you were in case you missed it or you were under a rock.
We went there.
We went there. We posted a video on Sunday afternoon, closer to evening. The new Esterbrook J. In case you forgot what you looked
like. Hold mine up too.
Yeah, you gotta hold yours up.
Okay.
I'm sure I've got a J here somewhere. But you know, well, that's the new one. So we did a it ended up being quite a lengthy video, a little bit longer than I expected. 25 minutes. But I wanted to be thorough. Everything from refill to converter to cartridge to rollerball, fountain pen, the box, and yep. Other options at that price range. So it's...
I like the box.
Yeah, the box is nice, yeah. So there's a post on the blog, and then there's with some pictures, and then there's also the video, of course. So.
Yep, the video and then the text, a little blog post. I have to say we went with safe over honest.
We weren't dishonest.
We were not in any way. No, no. I think we tried to be very fair.
I'm just gonna hold that up real close to the. There we go.
We've had several comments that it was very fair.
Yeah.
So.
It probably is. For those of you who know us, those of you who've been to our house, that's that's probably as scandalous as we will ever be.
Well, that's not true. I mean, Hugh and Carol saw us drinking by the fire, but you know.
Well, yeah,
we behave ourselves.
Well, that's different. That's different, right? But
that's normal. Yeah.
That's probably as outspoken as we'll ever be about any product, I think.
Yeah, we've had a couple products in the store that we haven't continued on with for several different reasons, and we don't bash, nor did we bash the Esterbrook pen. We did not, contrary to what a high-ranking company official said on Monday when he called me for the second Monday in a row.
And to chew you out.
Actually, he wanted to chew you out because he heard that you had bashed it. Somehow I wasn't there, apparently. Okay. But someone told him that you had bashed the pen in a video. I was quite quick to let him know that, number one, since he hadn't actually seen the video, he shouldn't accuse you of anything. But.
Well, let me just remind everybody listening. I am typically at the store after 4 o'clock p.m., Monday through Friday, and 10 to 2 on Saturday. So if one would need to get a hold of me, those would be the hours to call to get a hold of me after 4 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, or Daylight Time, or whatever it is, Central Time.
Or you know, call the store and speak to your secretary. That'd be me.
You are not my secretary.
No,
you are far from it.
I know. I'm just messing with you. No, it's been several interesting conversations.
Yeah. So do we want to? We should talk about it.
Okay.
Shouldn't we? I mean, so
we're Steph when I need her.
Yeah. Well, I mean. You know, we're not saying anything that's not true, right? So
no, absolutely not. Nor have we, nor will we.
So the call was made to.
The call was made Monday morning, and basically the first thing was that since we had purchased pens at wholesale price. With the understanding that there would be a purchase placed after that, and that was the understanding at the time of the inquiry. Sure. Since that was not going to happen, which, if you recall from the Monday before's conversation, that was their choice, not ours. So I had two options. We could return the pens. Or we could pay the difference between the wholesale and the retail. And it took me all of half a second to say, I'll pay for it. I think that the company representative...
Sorry to interrupt. There's just something going on in the chat that's just beyond hilarious.
I know. I love the chat.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead. So yeah. So
I think that the company representative was quite surprised that I didn't want to return the pens. That I was going to happily pay for them.
Yeah.
And after about a 20-minute conversation of trying to explain that in the pen world today, you cannot ignore social media. You cannot ignore questions posed to you on social media.
That is poor form.
That Esterbrook has, I think the term I used was a cult following, and that this is not what your vintage Esterbrook users and lovers think of. As an Esterbrook. You can call it whatever you want, but for a vintage collector, that is not what those vintage collectors think of.
I was surprised, actually, because, you know, we've had this for a while. We've had it for, what, three, 4 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't bothered to actually compare it to some other pens until we got to it, and I'm actually shocked at how close to the size of an Aponset it is.
It's a big pen.
It's a big pen.
Well, to use someone else's words, not ours, many people have described this step as a cliff. I mean, it's a big gap, which I addressed with the company representative, and apparently the goal is not to design these pens with the collector in mind.
Okay.
The goal was for the people who don't know about Esterbrook.
My question, though, is then why use the name?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense to me. It's just like saying, okay, well, let's I mean, if Nike was out of business, you'd use, you know, the Nike brand name to sell to people who don't know about Nike. I mean,
yeah, but you're not going to use the Nike brand name to sell Earth shoes. Remember those?
No, I don't remember those.
Or Crocs.
Kangaroos. That's a better example, right? Kangaroos.
I don't know what those are, but it was an interesting conversation. I fear that some of my sincerely well-intentioned advice kind of didn't sink in. I did learn that hundreds of thousands of dollars are being spent. That was emphasized several times. And that there is a longevity intent. So, okay.
Okay.
We were invited to sit down in the future and perhaps be able to work something out. I did offer at the end of the conversation. Dave was there and just kind of looked up. I said, what email for PayPal do you want me to use? And I was told that I did not have to pay. I offered again and was told I didn't have to pay. But I did offer, and I'm still debating. Maybe I should just send the PayPal difference. I don't want anything hanging over our heads.
Well, we'll see. I'm sure I'll get a phone call tomorrow because of this.
I hope not. I have things to do. Well, I don't have time to be on the phone all day.
So anyway, that's kind of the gist of the story this week. So if you haven't seen it, go to the blog, blog.andersonpens.com, and you'll see the whole. The blog is all inclusive, so it shows pictures of the pens, open, posted, side, so you can view the acrylics, picture of the box, mm-hmm. the warranty certificate.
I think the box is great.
Yeah, the sleeve. I mean, even a picture of the new J compared to the old J, and compared to the A101, the CA101, which it actually sort of looks like.
It does look like it a lot.
And as luck would have it, I happened to pick the green one out of my collection, which actually matches pretty well. But check it out. And then the video is also on that page too, so you don't have mm-hmm. to. But it's like I said, it's 25 minutes long, so it's a little bit. It's a lot longer than any of our other videos, but I think it's a worthy and thorough review. So.
I think so. We. In all seriousness, we tried to be pretty thorough. We tried to be pretty objective. And those of you who know us know that Esterbrook is absolutely in our blood. So it's a topic that not only have we looked into, but, you know, people keep bringing it to us. Are you going to carry the pens? What do you think of the pens? Somebody asked if they asked our permission.
I'm flattered, but no.
I know, that was sweet. That was sweet. But it's a brand that certainly a lot of people associate with us. So we did also feel that we needed to honor those dozens of requests. Since I think there are very few people out there who actually have these in hand.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who say they do, but I don't know if that's really the case. So, but mm-hmm. that's another story for another day, I suppose.
Exactly. So anyway, there's a review up on the site.
Yeah, check it out. It's all good fun, right? So, and it's informative. So.
Sure. It's interesting, and Tim mentions in the chat, Sid Saperstein did a revival of the Wall Eversharp Skyline. And I think that pretty much across the board, most people agree that's the way to do it. Sid was a huge, huge fan, like we are with Esterbrook. And, his email for decades has been Walnut, W-A-H-L, Walnut. And he went and he bought the old equipment, and he modeled the new pens exactly after the old pens. And, in fact, many of the parts are interchangeable between the vintage mm-hmm. and the modern.
Yep, yep. You know, the derbies, you know, all the parts in the cap, you can swap them out. Now, whenever you do something like this, and certainly we would love the opportunity to be able to do this our way. Should that opportunity ever happen, we'll see. But
we can make Brook pens after the cat. Make them all black and fuzzy.
and some people are complaining about. Some people have complaints about the Wall Eversharp pens at their cartridge converters. I don't think people truly understand the expense involved in making a lever-filled pen. It's not economically feasible if somebody wants a pen that's going to be affordable.
Yes.
I have no problems with a cartridge converter pen to keep the cost down, but you know the rest of the pen's got to come in line. You know, so.
Well, and you know, getting to the point of manufacturing, I think that most people don't really mind where a pen is made. You know, Twisby's are made in Taiwan. Now, some people don't like it, so they don't buy it. We have a customer in the store who refuses to buy pens made in, what is it, Germany?
Something like that.
You know, so I think that people don't really care where a pen is made. Some people like to know.
Yeah.
You have to go with the economics. I mean, not everyone can do what Franklin Kristoff and what Edison do, or Bexley, and make the pens in the States.
Right, yeah, you can't do it. I mean, you know, just think about this. I mean, like 20, 30 years ago, people were like, no way am I buying a Japanese product. Who truly dominates the pen market these days? Japanese are right up there.
Mm-hmm.
And they're among your and our favorite modern pens are Japanese.
Right.
The Germans are definitely high up there. I do like my Mont Blancs and the occasional Pelican, but you know, Sailor
Italian
and Pilot
pens are nice.
And Platinum. And Italian pens are nice too, but you know, 20, 30 years ago, nobody would have, you know, they're like, it's Japanese, no way. So
right.
You know, opinions change over time, and that's fine. So, I mean, I don't care where it's made as long as it's made well and it's done right.
Right.
So
exactly. And that it writes well. I think that's the point most people have these days is it needs to look good, it needs to feel good, it needs to write well.
Yeah.
So, yeah. There you go.
There it is. There's no real good segue here, so here it is. This time next week. Just, I'm
well,
cutting
speaking
the cord.
No. Speaking of pens that write well, we're going to L.A. to the pen show where you will find millions of pens.
Yes. I wonder what the official number is. Wouldn't that be cool to have every dealer must say how many pens they're bringing? Wouldn't that be kind of fun?
Would you like to be the one to count our pens?
Oh, it wouldn't be that hard.
Don't, yes, it would.
You could have an idea, right? You've got all the trades.
That's not what you're saying. You're saying you want to know how many pens. We want to be able to say that at the LA Pen Show in 2015, there were 2,729,482.5 pens.
Yeah, see, I want to know that because then when I buy two, it's like such a tiny small percentage.
Yeah, no.
It's like no big deal, right? So,
yeah.
So next week, actually, we leave Tuesday night. And I'm going to say this now, and we'll say it at the
yes.
end. On the podcast next week will be Monday night.
Yes.
We're doing it from the store?
Oh, we are doing it from the store because we're going to be packing like mad people.
Probably in between pizza and whatever.
Pizza and packing.
Pizza and packing.
Yeah. Packing pizza. No? Anyway, so we're excited. In fact... That's my plan, packing pizza. I'm debating, and Brian's kind of fighting me on it. We're debating taking a different route to LA. Normally, we go to Denver, through the Rockies, to Vegas, and down. The problem is when you go through the Rockies, the ink, because of the altitude and the air pressure, the ink in the pens kind of leaks into the caps. We discovered that the hard way the first year. That's a mess.
Well, how many pens do we have that would truly be that are not cartridge converter? You know, I mean, could we just?
But we've never driven through New Mexico. That would be cool. We could stop and say hi to Joel.
It's an extra 2 hours, though.
Oh,
an extra 2 hours.
I'll go faster. As long as the raccoons stay out of my way, we're good.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, so I am. If any of you are out there, who know if the drive going more south and then over through New Mexico and Arizona, if that's a good way to go, please let me know.
I think what was it? It was at I-40 coming into California. There's maybe some construction. It looked like there was a lot of construction, so I don't know how bad that is, if anybody has any idea.
I don't know. So somebody please email or call the store and let me know. I would love to avoid the mountains. We have to really plan that because I refuse to drive through the mountains at night. We did that once with a headlight out, and that was not pretty. I think a little screaming involved. I can't freaking see. So.
Well, we know now. So.
Yeah, we do. Pretty drive. Absolutely gorgeous drive, but there's nothing in Iowa in the middle of the night, and there's nothing in Utah.
So we're going to get there Thursday morning? What time are we getting there Thursday morning?
Like 5 in the morning.
5 in the morning?
Yeah. Our friend Doug said we can crash at his house.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, so we'll be knocking on Doug's door at 2 in the morning. Doug, where's your guest room? And we have this crazy guy who we know who has offered to work the table with us. I'm sure he has no clue what he's getting himself into. I tried to be as brutally honest,
and he still
as
said
I
yes.
could. And he still said yes. I'm like, it's chaotic. These people are crazy and pushing, and you just see this hand with money, and then people are three deep. And
I don't like the stock market. It's like before the stock exchange.
And he was like, awesome. Here's my cell. Call me if you need me early. So, cool. So Nathan is going to help us on Sunday.
Awesome.
We have a number of fun things planned. We're going to see Michael Saul.
Well, let's back up for a second.
Oh, and hi, Eric.
The show starts on Thursday.
Uh-huh.
But it's in a different room.
Yes.
So if people are coming early, I don't know what room this is in, but if people are coming to the show that early, on Thursday night it's apparently in a different room than the main ballroom.
Thursday it's in a smaller ballroom, and then Friday, it'll be in the main ballroom, so Friday morning we have to get up super early so we can get our spot, because once we set up that ink table, it's done. That's where we are. But I've already been in touch with the organizer, so we'll have some info. It's just not the same without roadies. I want roadies next year.
Man, well, good luck with that.
I know. How about just big dollies? I mean, I overloaded a dolly in Philly and I fell over. That could have just been me. I did. It was too heavy. I started to lift it up and it took me down. Luckily, we were in the garage and nobody saw me.
Some of the best stuff happens in the garage. So what's going on at the show? Do we want to? I don't have the show website open. I'm sure it's.
It's just trading and weekend traders and whoever shows up Thursday and Friday. Apparently, despite the fact that you pay $180 for a table, you get half of your table space Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And then on Sunday, you are in your assigned full space for Sunday only. But Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Thursday's not hugely busy. Friday and Saturday, there are definitely more people. Lots of trading, lots of visiting back and forth. Those are fun days.
Yeah, they can be decent. Definitely, if you're going for the weekend, if you can make it, pay the early pass and get in on mm-hmm. Saturday, do it. Sunday's completely nuts.
There's no time to talk. There's no time to visit. So go on Friday or Saturday, and it's a much calmer, much easier time to try pens, to visit, to chit chat. Is Paul in the chat?
I don't see him. No.
Paul was that Wayne can certainly tell you that Sunday it's not a sit down and shoot the breeze kind of a day.
Yeah, not really. Not you know. I mean, there will be some dealers that we're just going to be. We're always swamped on Sunday.
Yeah.
So.
I hope Nathan's prepared. I told him to wear comfy shoes.
So, there's seminars. And there's no auction, sadly. There's no Steph this year.
Sadly. I know. That means no donuts.
No donuts. But you know that's how it is.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's gonna be, and hopefully the weather's gonna be nice because right now it's like 12 degrees here in Wisconsin.
And we're supposed to get 2 inches of snow.
Okay.
So it'll be nice.
Do you have any pens on your wish list?
Me. No, we just, believe it or not, we just ordered, this is crazy, we just ordered a Visconti for me, my first one.
I was a little surprised, to tell you the truth. and probably not for the reason you think. Well, because you just made the decision so quickly. You were just like, yeah, order two of those, one for me.
I've been looking at them and thinking about them, but... You know, it's not a total stretch. You know I love my Italians. Pens, Brian, pens. I love my Auroras. You certainly love your Visconti pens, and yours are just way too big for me. The nibs are heavy.
I actually only have one Visconti.
You just have the Wall Street?
Yeah, it's the only Visconti I own.
Oh.
Yeah, this guy.
I guess you just have them in your hand all the time.
That's it. Yeah, I'm always.
Always
whatever.
With
but yeah, so you're getting a Visconti, but it doesn't mean you know you can't get a pen at the show, right? I mean, if the price is right and we're in the right place at the right time.
I'm really not looking for anything.
We still have that Primavera we got to find.
Well, we do, but it has to be the single pen, not the set. It has to be the right price.
Probably
If we are lucky slash unlucky, our sweet friend John Colton will be across from us, and you know he can just throw Omas over to me, and I can add to my.
To you.
I love my green Omas. Paul and I have twin Omai that we both got last year.
Anyway, I thought we made an agreement here. Just because I have one Aurora doesn't mean you can get two Omas.
An Aurora, no. Okay, then I don't know. I'll just see what talks to me.
But I love you, so.
I can have an Omas if you want. Well, I want a sailor for our anniversary. I mean, I got to plan this out.
I know.
I know.
So do I.
I know.
It matters.
I know. So anyway, if you're going to a show, if you're going to LA, definitely go the earlier days when it's more manageable. Sunday's just so chaotic. Bring a list, wear comfy shoes, ask to try pens, all the usual things.
Yeah, I think Wayne's making a good point here. Saturday is approximately 10 times the price of getting in on Sunday. But if you're interested in going and checking things out, it's highly recommended. Do it early, but
well, you pay the money and then you're good for the weekend. You don't pay $55 on Friday and then again $55 on Saturday.
No. Right.
And it's not just to get in. I mean, I'm sure you could, you know, there are people in the hallway and you know lots of stuff going on, but it also allows you to get in early, and even right. on Sunday, you can get in two hours earlier than it actually opens. And so everybody's set up, everybody is ready to go, and if you're going to be there Sunday, you want to get in early. Because yeah, once they open the doors, get out of, it's like a flood.
Well, it's particularly if you collect vintage, because you, as you know with vintage, there you may be looking for something very particular, or you may run into something that's very particular, but it may be the only pen like it at the show. And if you don't buy it then and there, it could be gone later. So that's my excuse for, well, at least what was attending as a collector. Mm-hmm. I always take the early trader pass and get in that day early because, you know, if there's one Esterbrook twist filler or one Esterbrook eyedropper at the show, I want to have the chance to get it before anyone else. So.
Okay. So I got to hold Farm Boy back.
Well, there's only one Esterbrook I'm looking for that I don't have. So.
I know. Shows are great.
Oh, go ahead. Oh. I'm sorry.
Just shows are great. You get to meet your online friends. You get to see people. I mean, that's part of the charm for us is we get to see, in LA, we get to see people we only see once or twice a year. We get to
It's a West Coast show, so it's
yeah.
You know, if you're one of the fortunate few that can make East Coast shows and, well, LA and Denver, you get a different. Well, yeah, and San Fran, but sometimes with the East Coast shows, you see the same people, you see the same pens all the time. So, LA, you get a little bit of a difference. We'll see. It'd be nice. The restaurant downstairs. We're talking about food, although somebody mentioned we hit it already.
Where did you get the pizza packing?
Oh yeah, the restaurant downstairs is real nice. Mm-hmm. We're doing dinner Friday.
Thursday we'll probably just pass out. Yep. Friday we are doing dinner, and we're very excited about that. And Saturday we are going to meet with Jin Takamura of Atoya and a distributor of Sailor, and we are like over the moon excited.
And Jin is the president.
He's so cool. Yeah, he's awesome.
He's the man. He's the guy. So
yeah. We met him in D.C. at the D.C. show, and he's funny, and he's just awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, pockets full of sailors that evening, and it's just...
You betcha.
It's going to be awesome. And, you know, maybe we get to... You know, I was hearing from... I was hearing that new stuff from Japan comes up mid-year, so... Maybe okay. we can get like a little scoop on Ooh. New stuff that's going to come out. Maybe.
Oh man, yeah. I'll email him. He's in Frankfurt right now. Just bring some good stuff back.
Bring some good stuff.
But we're excited about that. I mean, you guys know we meet with Kenro regularly. We see Ross and Kenny of Yaffa all the time. When we can tear Kenny away from a rock concert, we see Sid several times a year. Visconti only goes to DC, but part of the joy of going to a show, that a big show like LA or DC, is that a lot of the manufacturers are there. You know, in DC, you can see David Oscarson and his pens, and you know those are like Fabergé eggs. He doesn't go to any other show. He might go to LA. But, you know, there are people who only go to a couple of the bigger shows, and so as an attendee and a user, a collector, this is where you get to see some of the really cool stuff.
Now, we haven't agreed to buy anything at this show, have we? So we're in LE.
No. You mean like we're picking stuff up?
Picking stuff up, yeah.
No, we are selling, and my goal, my fantasy... I'm just going to say this out loud. My fantasy is to be able to see out the back window on the way home.
It's possible.
Last year
I ended up coming home with
a John Holland case.
Mm-hmm. Which I almost forgot I had. I guess I need to fill that up. But yep. And that was about that was well. We got what else did we? We got some.
We got a ton of stuff from Yaffa. In fact, we had to take the boxes, the individual pen boxes, out of the big.
That's right.
10 or 12 boxes, and stack them, and then like close the hatch really carefully so they wouldn't fall out. So, yeah, we always say we're not going to buy anything, and we always do.
Well, and then we also, that's when we picked up Wallover Sharp, too, so we had all that
stuff. Yeah, so we had the entire tub of our initial inventory. That was a lot.
So I guess we should mention if anybody wants us to bring something for them, let us know.
And, tell me now.
Tell us now. There are certain things we don't bring. Toucan ink.
Mm-hmm. Private reserve.
Private reserve toucan is pretty much what we don't bring. There might be some other brands, but if there's something that you want, just let us know. Should we mention what's going on in the store? We've got a couple of interesting things.
We do. We've got some awesome stuff. We got in some new Pilot pens.
Ooh.
I know.
I've got one on my desk that might end up being in a pocket. I kind of like this one. Now, I may have said this before. I am not I like Pilot. I think they make great pens, but I am more, I guess I'm more interested in Sailor. I don't know why, but they're all very similar. But this is a great-looking pen.
Okay, what do you have in your hand?
Maybe this is because it looks like Sailor Magellan is what it looks like to me.
I think you just hung up on that Magellan. We just need to sell that extra Magellan and get that off your desk.
Where is that thing?
I don't know, but you can't keep both. The chat will agree with me. Maybe I'll just sneak the Magellan and we'll just sell it in LA.
Yeah, see this has a very similar clip here. So here this is the Pilot Custom 823. This is the vacuum filler, and then this is the Sailor Magellan. So if you can see, we'll do it this way here. The clip is really nearly identical.
Pilot makes a great pen.
They do make a good pen. Yep.
Leslie sent an email to us, and I'm almost done with the blog post about it. She wanted to know if we've ever talked about like our, not the Holy Grail pen, but like your one pen, you know, the pen you always go to, the one you're never without. My problem was that I didn't like the way the question was phrased because it involved one pen.
Yeah, I took the pictures. There was more than one pen, so.
It was a handful. Pilot makes a great pen. Sailor makes a pen to die for. Schaefer, you know, so anyway, it'll be on the blog post soon.
Right, right. But yeah, this is the 823, and this has got the...
I like the amber.
The vacuum. Well, it only comes in amber, yeah, so...
All right, Jesse in the chat says you should keep it. Jesse, you're not helping me here, man. Help me out.
It's a nice size pen. It's large. It pulls terrific.
David's not helping either.
It's got the number 15 nib, and...
I like the filling system. It's different.
Yeah, it's a vacuum, yeah. So you got to do the same thing that you got to do with the Twisby Vac 700 if you don't have the bottle. You've got to do that whole up and down kind of thing. But it's an attractive, it's very, very nice looking pen. So we have these in. They come in a nice big box. Well, a big box.
That's a decent-sized box.
A decent-sized box, and then it comes with a special bottle of ink, which is shaped a little differently than the rest of them. So,
yeah, so it's a nice bottle. I wish they made more of that design.
Well, then I tell you what, because I love you so much,
oh
I will
God.
Give you the bottle from the box.
There you go.
How's that sound?
All right. Yeah. No. Are there any ladies in the chat? Help me out here. The other pen that we got in is the Custom Heritage 92. Comes in clear, and also really beautiful writer. So there you go.
And that's a piston.
That is a piston. And I like that that's a piston as opposed to another cartridge converter.
Yeah.
So that, you know, Pilot makes great pens. It's hard to beat.
Yeah.
What else do we have?
Drum roll, please. After much to do, Mont Blanc, Lavender Purple is back.
Oh my God, so excited.
There was a rumor floating around in which may or may not be true, that the Lavender Purple was being discontinued.
We were without ink for a long time.
For a very long time, ink was on order, and we just I just got it in this week, and we don't do anything small apparently, because when we got it in, it was
100.
I didn't even see the box.
One. It was four.
It was four boxes.
It was four boxes. Yeah. Okay. Poor Chad, our UPS guy, we love our UPS guy. We made him work that day. He just kept lifting these heavy boxes, and Dave and I just unpacked them, and it was awesome. It's wonderful to have all the colors filled in. We've got the Irish green, we've got the corn poppy red, the Defoe midnight is back in stock, the midnight
and the permanent gray. The anniversary.
Mm-hmm. But the lavender purple, toffee brown, I love that color.
Yeah, we've been out of toffee brown and lavender for a while. We believe that some of the issues causing the slowness may have been taken care of at Mont Blanc, so, which means that future reorders won't take hopefully nearly as long as this. That was kind of bordering on ridiculous.
Yep. We were hounding our rep pretty hard, and he was just kind of, whenever he'd visit, he'd kind of throw his hands up in the air and go, I don't know. He was not getting good enough answers. So anyway, now the JFK, beautiful, beautiful ink is on back order. And the
new, I don't know that anybody has it, do they, in the U.S.?
I'm not sure. The pink is not available yet. They have not shipped it. Although they did ship us, we did get corn poppy.
Okay.
But we haven't gotten the new pink. They're also coming out with a couple new ones that I've just ordered. Our rep did have some of that information. In fact, we got to see stuff when he came up that they didn't even have in print yet. It was just on his machine. So that was really cool. But it's super awesome to have the ink back.
But I want that JFK. That's a lot of people want that, cool. And I would like to see it. And now we did get the JFK fountain pen special edition is in, a very nice looking pen. Nice pen. So we got that in.
Classic.
And try to get that up on the website sometime this week. But so it was a nice week for Mont Blanc. Nice week for Pilot. And
today we got in the Noodler's Park Red, the brand new ink color. It's been a while since Nathan came out with a new ink. Nice bright red.
So there was some question. I know on FPN. We just got it in today, so pictures will be up tomorrow, but I know that hasn't stopped some people from already ordering it, but tomorrow afternoon I'll have pictures. Well, it's closer to tomorrow evening, but the pictures will be up with that. So a lot of stuff going on this week. Anything else?
No, just Dave and I have been just busy with customers, busy with shipping and ordering and trying to get ready for LA. I can't believe I have to start packing this week.
Yeah, we got to start in a couple days.
And our son is actually going to Florida while we are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So poor our daughter will be stuck here in Wisconsin. She'll be the only one cold. So, yeah. Oh, there's Paul.
There he is.
Paul, we were talking about you before.
Paul.
Well, Paul was excited last year when he bought an Omas, and then I got an Omas, and it turns out they match. They just have different trim. So.
Yep.
Cool. Anyway, like we said, if there's something you want us to bring to the LA show, just let us know.
Give us a call, or there is also that option on the cart, pick up at store, and then just leave us a note. That way we won't charge you the shipping. So.
Yep.
Do we have some shout-outs this week? I think we have two, maybe?
We do?
Two. You said two. We have two.
No.
We have our friend Greg.
Oh, yes, we do. So I didn't write it in, so I've forgotten. Just a reminder that InkoRimo started. So get out your pens, get out your paper, send somebody a note. We are sending big, big hugs to our good, good friend Greg McKinney. And much love to Richard Binder. I have been in touch with both of them this week.
I think Greg will be in LA, I think.
Yes, it's going to be awesome. There are a bunch of people we see very rarely, and I believe the amazing Paul Hoban will be there.
Yeah, he always comes on Sunday for a brief period of time. Yep. He actually has, he's got a list with us. I actually need to see if I can hunt down a couple of the items on his list. But, yeah.
You moved. Yeah. You're breaking up now.
Oh, sorry.
But anyway, you know, Paul Hoban, the man who wrote the book on Esterbrook, always comes to see us. We're going to see Philip of Twisby. He always comes to see us. And
did we mention Jim Takamura?
We did mention Jim. I know. I'm so excited. Jin actually has convinced us to leave the hotel and go someplace near the beach, and I got to tell you, I'm excited. We never leave the hotel. That's, like, huge for us. So.
Yeah, well, any restaurant that Jin recommends, you know, is going to be, like, seven stars. So it's going to be
fantastic. It's going to be awesome. So, anyway, that's the scoop. Right. So write to somebody.
Right to somebody. InkoRimo is day three. I am officially now 3 days. Well, I'm only officially 2 days behind it if I write something tonight. So,
if I write to you and you write to me, does that count as one or two?
That counts as one for each of us.
I'm trying to just do some weird math. All right. Yeah.
Our good friend Charles Smith's got this one down, so that doesn't mean he's got.
It's so unfair. I think we need to make Charles mail it. He writes his wife a letter every day. So he's already in that habit. I wish I was in that habit. But I think that we need to clarify that, Charles, that doesn't count. You need to mail something.
Yeah, so. And don't give your wife two a day because she might.
So, anyway, that's that. We should head on out.
Let's head on out. All right. I guess that's it for this week. Use your pens, write to us, Anderson Pens, 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Catch us online. You can send us an email.
Brian at AndersonPens.com.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.com. You can check us out on Twitter, on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram. Where else are we? Vine, Vimeo, I don't know. All other social media as Anderson Pens. I can just make some.
Blog.AndersonPens.com.
And the website is AndersonPens.com.
Join the mailing list. Check out the blog for updates and new products that are in the store. Next week, reminder, podcast Monday night, same time, 8 p.m. Central. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We will see you next week. Have a good night, everyone.